Amen. When the I can't meets the I am. Enough said, huh? You may be dismissed. No, not really. I've got a little bit to say yet. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. Moses was undoubtedly at one time a rather proud young man. He grew up in a privileged atmosphere. He grew up in a palace. Every good thing to eat he had experienced. He was educated in the finest of his day, the Egyptian University. He was a graduate. He had been trained to be a part of royalty. He was a man that had awesome skills, and he was a man of confidence, and he walked as a man of confidence. But he was also a man with a secret. He was a man with a secret desire hidden deep down in his heart. He was a man that had something that he could not get away from. He had a little Hebrew mama that just drilled into him when he was a little boy. You're not an Egyptian. You are not an Egyptian. You live in Egypt, but you are not an Egyptian. You eat Egyptian food, but you are not an Egyptian. You go to an Egyptian school, but you are not an Egyptian. You wear Egyptian clothes, but you are not an Egyptian. You are a Hebrew boy. Amen. I saved you because we put you in a basket when you were a little baby, and God preserved your life, Moses. Don't you forget who you are. Don't forget where you came from while you're sleeping on a soft bed in the palace. Don't you forget your brethren that are toiling in the hot sun. Don't forget, Moses, you're not an Egyptian. You are a Hebrew. And Moses couldn't get away from that. It gnawed on him. It chewed on him. Hear me today, young people. You're Pentecostals. Hallelujah. You're not of this world. You're in this world. But you're not of this world. Amen. You're different than the young people in your school. There's something on the inside of you that they would to God that they could experience. Hallelujah. You are baptized in the Holy Ghost and baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you are not like this world. Amen. So Moses was walking one day, and he saw one of the Egyptian taskmasters beating on one of his brethren, and he couldn't take it anymore. Something got a hold of Moses. Something came over him, and he looked to the right, and he didn't see anybody. And he looked to the left, and he didn't see anybody. And so he took a mighty blow, and he killed that Egyptian that was beating on one of his Hebrew brethren. And he dragged him and hid him in the sand. And he said, there, I've done my good deed. Amen. Now God is not, he does not countenance murder. Moses was wrong. Moses sinned. Moses misunderstood God. When God gets ready to deliver somebody, he's not going to murder somebody to do it. He's not going to commit a crime to do it. He's not going to do it in a corner, as a matter of fact. God's not good at covering things up and being secret about it. As a matter of fact, it's hard to serve God in secret. Amen. I remember the testimony of one elder. His wife was, boy, she didn't like Pentecost. And he just was curious. There's just something about those people. He just wanted to know about it. So they were having a meeting, so he snuck off, and he went down to a Pentecostal meeting. And, you know, back in the old days when they had Brush Harbor meetings, he was out in the dark. He didn't even go inside. He just wanted to see what was going on. And he got the music, and the music was playing, and he kind of liked that, so he got a little closer. And then the preacher got to preaching, and it got a hold of him, and it got a little closer. Amen. And by the time altar call came, he was under conviction so bad, he couldn't wait to get to the altar. Amen. And God baptized him in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he shouted and talked in tongues, and And finally it dawned on him, I got to go home to honey. Amen. And all the way home he prayed. He said, Lord, he said, let me be quiet. Let me be quiet. Let me be quiet. Amen. And just about the time he got to the door, it hit him all over again. Hallelujah. And he started shouting and hollering and talking in tongues. And honey opened the door and said, you went to that Pentecostal meeting, didn't you? Hey, it's hard to keep it secret, folks. God's not good at doing stuff in secret. Amen. He wants to go ahead and let the whole world know. Praise God. The best way to serve God is with all of your heart and all of your mind and all of your soul and all of your strength. Amen. Praise God. That's the only way to do it. Amen. And so Moses, you know, he tried to cover it up. Amen. Didn't work. The news got out. And Moses had to flee for his life. Amen. You know what? I'm not sure it was the will of God for Moses to have to do that, but he did. You know, we can circumvent the will of God. Sometimes God wants us to do something a certain way, and we don't do it His way. Then it circumvents. It doesn't stop the will of God. He can still use you, and you can still do the will of God, but it might just alter things a little bit. Abraham did that, didn't he? Didn't he? Abraham did the same thing. Moses did the same thing. They were called to do the will of God. They knew they were called to do the will of God, but they did the will of God the wrong way. They tried to do the will of God in the energy of the flesh. They were not depending on God's absolute miraculous power. Amen. And so what God was looking for was just a partner. He wasn't expecting Moses to be the deliverer all by himself. So he goes to Midian, and he lives there for 40 years in the desert. And you know the story. He was out one day, and all of a sudden, there's not a whole lot of excitement going on in the Midian desert. So he sees this bush burning. And when you get intrigued by a burning bush, there's probably not a whole lot going on. But he saw this bush and he said, hey, I think I'll go watch the bush burn. But he started watching the bush, and it burned and it burned and it burned, and it was not consumed. And so he's standing there, and he's watching this bush that's not being consumed, and all of a sudden the bush starts talking. He probably wouldn't have had to tell me to take off my shoes. I probably would have jumped right out of them. Amen. So he's standing in this bush, starts talking to Moses. Amen. And it's the Lord speaking through a bush. Praise God. And you know, he tells Moses, first thing he said, Moses, take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. Amen. Last time God tried to talk to me, took off and he started running. So God said, get ready your running gear, boy. I want to talk to you. Amen. So here he is. He's standing there. And then the Lord begins to speak to him. And he reveals the will of God. He says, Moses, I want you to deliver my people and bring them out of Egypt. Now Moses had known that since he was a little boy. That was what God had raised him up to do. And when he was a young man, he had the confidence that he was going to do it, and he was going to kill one Egyptian at a time, I guess. I don't know. Wasn't a very good plan, but that's the one he started with. But here he is now. Guess what? He's 80 years young. Somebody said, Brother Grissom, I'm just too old to serve the Lord. No, you're not. God, give us the spirit of Caleb. God, give us the spirit of Caleb. Amen. Caleb said, I'm 85 years old. He said, but I've still got the same power that when I came out of Egypt. He said, I still got the goods, buddy. Amen. And I love what he said. He said, give me this rocking chair. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He said, give me this mountain. Hallelujah. He wasn't even looking for the plains, but he wanted a mountaintop. He wanted a place to shout. Hallelujah. Amen. Give us the spirit of Caleb. That's what I, when I pray for our elders, that's what I, that's exactly how I pray for you. I say, God, give our elders the spirit of Caleb. Amen. Praise God. Give them that same spirit and that same attitude. Amen. Praise God. Like the old preacher said, he said, I hate the devil. He said, as long as I got a fist, I'll hit him. As long as I got a foot, I'll stomp him. As long as I got teeth, I'll bite him. He said, but if I lose my fist, and I lose my feet, and I lose my teeth, I'll gum him to death. Amen. That's the kind of attitude we need to get a hold of. Praise God. Nothing's going to stop us. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hey, you can still win victories from a bed of affliction. You can still pray powerful prayers, even if you can't get up on your feet. Hallelujah. There's nothing that can stop a determined child of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, 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 amen. And so God begins to call Moses. And Moses, first thing he says, he starts with this I can't business. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? I can't even talk plain. Amen. God got so aggravated with Moses, he said, Moses, who made your mouth? Who made your mouth, Moses? Don't get to counting on Moses. You depend on God. Moses is not going to deliver the people. God's going to deliver the people. He just wants to use Moses. Hey, he just wants to include you. He just wants to use you in his kingdom. He just wants to make you a part of the kingdom and a part of his program and a part of his work. Amen. Praise God. And so Moses makes his excuses. And then the Lord answers him. I love how God begins to answer. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so Moses' solution to the whole problem was this. He said, God, he said, I think it'd be best if you just sent somebody else. God's not so easily dissuaded. Once he calls you, what does the Bible say about that? The gifts and the calling of God is without repentance. God calls people whether they ever follow him or not. Some of the most miserable people I have ever known were people whom God called and they never surrendered to the call of God. Some of them went on and did a lot of things. Some of them made a lot of money, but they were never happy because they were not doing the will of God. Once God calls you, you're called. When God gives you gifts, you're gifted. There are many, and you know some of their names. There are many people who have gone on in the entertainment field, and they have prostituted the gift of God, the voice he gave them, the musical abilities that God gave them, and they use them to fill their bank account and fill their coffers and live in great houses and go on to great things. But they died miserable people, because they took the gifts that God had given them and they used them for a wrong cause. Amen. Praise God. Brother Grissom, that's good preaching. Just go ahead and say that. Amen. Praise God. When God gives you a gift, friend, he doesn't take it back. He doesn't take it back. Amen. When God gives it to you, you have got it. And it's yours, and you will answer to him for what he gives to you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Just thought I'd throw that in. Amen. So you see, you can't send somebody else to do what God calls you to do. Amen. God sent somebody else. No. He called you. And he depends on you. Amen. Praise God. And so Moses, he's trying to get out of this. He's He's wiggling and squirming and finagling, and he's trying to get out of it. Amen. And he finally says, "Behold, when I come to the children of Israel, what shall I say unto them? The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them?" And God said, "I am that I am." Hallelujah. That's such a wonderful thing. You see, I am is a verb. A verb is an action word. God is a God of action. He's not a God of reaction. He's a God of action. God doesn't react. He simply acts. God doesn't sit around, amen, until something pressures him to move him. But God always acts in his time and then his way. Praise God. That's what God does. So he said, "I am. I am that I am." Or, I just simply exist. Or, I'm the eternal God. I am the almighty God. You can say it however you want to say it. You can say, "I am that I am." You can say, "I will be that I will be." Amen. It's just, time is of no consequence to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The Bible tells us that He is the God of the living. He said, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Not "I was," but "I am." Amen. Praise God. God is God of the living because God is a living God. Hallelujah. He is an eternal God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And God said, "I am the bread of life." Amen. The sustenance of life. Whatever you need to exist, God is. Praise the Lord. Whatever you need to exist, God is. Hallelujah. God still miraculously provides for people. Do you believe that? Amen. In the country of Liberia, the Bible school was right in the middle of a battle zone. On one side, the National Army was there. On the other side of the Bible school was the Rebel Army, and they were shooting through the Bible school. And the students were trapped inside, and they didn't have anything to eat. And they were praying to God for something to eat. And would you believe, right in the middle of that battle, somebody, a woman, started walking through all of that gunfire, and she had this big old pan on her head. That's how they did it in Ethiopia, or in Liberia. They carry things on their head, if you've ever seen them do that. And when they got there, it was full of these big old fish. And she set it down at the Bible school and walked back away from there. Amen. I'm telling you, I don't know what you believe, but I believe it was an angel of the Lord. Amen. And he brought fish for his children that were hungry. They ate the fish. A few days passed by, they're still hungry. And they're praying, "God, we're hungry in here. Send us some more fish." God said, "Uh-uh." And about that time, this huge bird flew right, I mean a big bird. And he wasn't even native to Liberia. And he flies right through the window of the Bible school. Well, they latched on to him. He didn't leave. Amen. Praise God. It was like that guy that sent his mother. Everybody's trying to impress her. All of the rich sons. Somebody bought her a Mercedes. And another bought her a nice house. And this one guy searched the world for a unique gift. He found a bird that spoke six languages. So he called his mom. He said, "How'd you like the bird?" She said, "He was delicious." And so this bird flew right into the Bible school. Boy, they latched on to him. Amen. They cooked that bird. And I'm telling you, God still provides. He is the bread of life. He is the bread of life. Praise God. The Bible said, our sufficiency is of the Lord. Amen. So hear me tonight. When you lose your job, I know how difficult that is. I'm not trying to trivialize that. I'm not trying to just brush that off as nothing. I know that's difficult, and I know that's awfully hard. But understand, God is going to take care of you. God is going to supply your needs. God is going to make a way for you. Praise God. God will make a way for you. God's going to do something to help you. He is still the bread of life. He is still the bread of life. He has not changed. He said, I am the light of the world. God has this special thing about blind folks and opening their eyes. Hallelujah. One of the last miracles that Jesus did was open the eyes of a blind man. One of the first miracles that Jesus did was open the eyes of a blind man. Jesus had this thing about healing blind folks. You know why? Because he's light. And he hates darkness. He doesn't want people to live in darkness, but he wants people to live in light. God does not want anyone to live in the darkness of this world, but he wants you to live in the light of his truth. Amen. God just simply has a thing about light because God is light. He said, I am the door. God is a door. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, I open a door and no man can shut it. And he said, and I shut a door and no man can open it. Amen. I've always thought of the ark that Noah built. And the Bible said God called Noah into the ark. And he waited for 7 days. I think of it as 7 days of mercy. 7 days of the Spirit of God wooing the earth, trying to talk to people, get on in. Amen. They knew something was going on, folks, because those animals had walked on that ark. Amen. Noah was on that ark. He had preached to the world all the time he was building the ark. And now the door is open for 7 days. The door was open. The Bible says, and then God shut the door. And no man could open it. If we ever find that ark, and there's some that say that we know where it is, I don't know if that's the ark. Tell you what, it doesn't affect my faith one way or the other. Amen. I'm kind of like the little boy. Somebody told him, they told the little boy, they said, don't you know, son, that a whale can't swallow anything larger than an orange? And you believe that a whale swallowed Jonah, a man? He said, if the Bible said that a peanut swallowed Jonah, I'd believe it. Amen. That's a young man of faith right there. He just believed it, whatever happened. Amen. The Bible didn't say a whale, did it? And said, and God prepared a great fish. Amen. He may have took a whale. I don't know what he did. He may have done a little surgery and opened his tonsils just a little bit. Said, hey, bud, let's expand this a little. Let's put a light over here. Amen. Put a little carpeting over here. I'm going to get ready to put somebody in here. I don't know how God did it, but he did it. Amen. And he made a place for Jonah in the bottom of the sea. Woo! You think God can take care of you? He took care of an old rebellious prophet for 3 days. But I'll tell you what. Amen. Whenever that fish got to shore, he was sick of it. Amen. He irped old Jonah up and he hit the ground running. Amen. Fish, slime, and seaweed hanging off of his ears, screaming all the way to Nineveh. Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall perish. Hallelujah. God has a way of convincing folks. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I'm having fun. I don't know about y'all, but I'm trying to wind this up. I'm just feeling good tonight in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So he said, I'm the door. He said, I open the door, no man shuts it. I shut the door, no man opens it. Amen. That's why you can't come to Jesus Christ when you get good and ready. Because you don't open the door. Let me ask you a question. You say you'll come to God when you get ready. How are you going to find Him? You're not going to find Him unless He reveals Himself to you. God is invisible, and you cannot see Him, and you cannot find Him unless He reveals Himself. Amen. But I'm so thankful tonight that He wants to be found. Amen. Praise God. And He's in the service tonight. I feel the tangible presence of God in this house here tonight. Jesus Christ is here. The door is open right now. Amen. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, even if you get resurrected without Jesus, you're just going to die again. Amen. But he said, I'm not only the resurrection, I'm the life. I'm what not only gets you up, I'm what keeps you going. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, I'm the way. The way. Amen. We've said it before. I'll say it again. How you're going to get to heaven? Jesus Christ. He is the way. I want to go to heaven real bad, but I can't go until He comes for me. But when He comes, this mortal shall put on immortality. This corruption shall put on incorruption. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because He's the way. Hallelujah. Amen. That's how it's going to happen. You're going to be just like Enoch. He was walking one day and he was not. For the Lord took him. My, isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, Elijah the prophet. The Lord said, I'm taking you home today, Elijah. Amen. And the Bible said God sent down a fiery chariot and horses. Amen. I was teaching that to a Sunday school class one time, and there was Elijah, and he was walking along with Elisha, and all of a sudden there was this little tornado that came, a whirlwind, and it picked him up. And it took him up in the air, and he got in this fiery chariot. And you know what happened? The little boy said, yeah, he got burned. I said, no, he didn't get burned. Amen. Praise God. He was beyond this whole world and beyond the elements of this world. And God took him home. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you tonight, when you get the I can'ts, I want you to meet the I can. Amen. When you get the I can'ts, I want you to meet the I am. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He can tonight. Whatever you can't do, He can do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One of the last things that Jesus told us, He said, I am alive. Praise. Everybody say, He's alive.
He's alive.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And He's going to always be alive. He's alive and He's alive forevermore. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me close this tonight with these things. Amen. The Lord gave Moses three things. First of all, He gave him his name. I am. I will be what I will be. I will be what you need me to be. Amen. Praise God. Brother Kilgore told us one time about a vision that he had. He said, I saw a prison, and the Lord said, go to the prison. And he said, get your Bible. He said, I got my Bible. And he said, and when I opened the door, he said, it was dark. And he said, all of a sudden, that Bible became a lamp in my hand. Hallelujah. And it began to light my way. Praise the Lord. He said, I want you to go and go down to the prison cell. And when he got down there, he met an enemy. And the enemy was got in his way and tried to keep him from getting there. And he said, all of a sudden, that Bible became a sword in my hand. And I was able to defeat my enemies. And he said, I want you to keep going. And he got down and he got to the door. And he said, Lord, the door is locked. And all of a sudden, that Bible became a key in his hand. Amen. He will be what you need Him to be. He will do for you what you need Him to do for you. He will be all that you need Him to be. Amen. Praise God. Because that's who He is. That's His name. He said, I'm going to give you my power. He said to Moses, He said, I want you to take that rod with you. And he did. Old shepherd's staff. Praise God. Old piece of wood that he picked up somewhere. Amen. And he took it with him. And he went to Pharaoh's house. You remember the story. Amen. He went before Pharaoh. And he's told Moses, he said, throw down your rod. He threw down the rod, and what happened? The Bible said it became a serpent. And then Pharaoh's servants threw down their rod, and guess what? They became serpents. It probably scared the daylight out of those men. They thought, what in the world is going on? I don't believe they knew they were going to become serpents when they threw those rods down. God did that. The devil couldn't do it. God did that. And he wanted to illustrate something. I'm sure Moses, when that happened, he thought, uh-oh, now what? But Moses' serpent went around and ate up the other serpents. And this is where the story gets really fun. Then the Lord said, now pick it up. Uh-huh. It's easy to throw down the rod, but it's not so easy to pick up the serpent. Amen. I'm not sure if Moses was like most of us or not. Amen. Now, I know sometimes it's been a little difficult for me to pick up some things God wanted me to pick up and do some things He asked me to do. But by faith, He reached down there and picked it up, and it became a rod again. Amen. The Lord said, I want you to take that rod, stick it out there in the water. The water turned to blood. Amen. God used that rod all through the Exodus as a symbol of His power. Amen. Now, you don't have a rod today. You have a spirit. You don't have a rod in your hand. You have the Holy Ghost in your heart. Praise the Lord. When you go to sleep tonight, He's going to be there. And all night long, He's going to be there. And when you get up in the morning, He's going to be there. And all through the day tomorrow, He's going to be there. And whatever you face, He's going to be your sufficiency. And He's going to be your grace. And He's going to be everything that you will need. God's power is with us. Amen. God gave Him His promise. I like this. He said, Moses, He said, I will be with you. I'm going to tell you some great news tonight. He will be with you. You never walk alone. He always walks with you and goes before you and makes a way for you. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? Praise God. Hallelujah. And so the Lord said, Moses, He said, I will be with you. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. For all of your weakness, God has strength. For all of your questions, God has answers. And let me remind you tonight, God's favorite answer is an answer of peace. God doesn't always bother to give us explanations for what He does. But God will give you peace. Amen. Your God will give you peace, as the Bible said, that passes understanding. He'll give you a peace that will stay and keep you when you really shouldn't even have peace. When you don't even know why you have peace. I have found myself singing and with peace in my heart when I had no idea why I should have such peace. The situation where I found myself should have been so perplexing and so troubling, but God just gave me peace. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about tonight? You've been there, haven't you? You've been there. Hallelujah. You've been there. When reason would tell you, you should be worried, but you were not worried. Amen. Praise God. You were not worried. Amen. You just somehow knew God's going to come through. God's going to come through. God's going to make a way. He's a way maker tonight. He's a way maker. Praise God. He said when sin comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against it. Amen. Praise God. God will make a way. God will make a way. When you come to a Red Sea, enemies on behind you, pressing you forward. Amen. Don't you despair. There's going to be a way. There's going to be a way. Amen. I don't know. I can't always tell you how God's going to do it because He never does it twice the same way. Amen. He just always surprises us. Hallelujah. Amen. When somebody gives you their testimony of how God did something for them, rejoice with them and let that build your faith. But don't necessarily think God's going to do the same way for you. He may do it totally differently. He may open that way up. You see, for Israel, when they came to the Red Sea, God divided the sea and took them across. But He didn't do that for Elijah. He took him up. He didn't do that for Enoch. He took him out. Hallelujah. But regardless of how He does it, He always does it wonderfully. And He always does it rightly. God always makes a way. Anybody believe He's a way maker? I know the Lord will make a way for me. Yes, He will. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way. What happens tonight when you haven't done right? Will God still make a way? What happens if you haven't always pleased the Lord? Will He still make a way? I'm telling you, He will. What if I fail the Lord, Pastor? Will He still make a way? Yes, He'll still make a way. Praise God. Amen. Whatever you need tonight, He'll still make a way. Amen. He said, I am the door. I am the door. He'll not just open the door. He said, I will be the door. Where there seemeth to be no way, He said, I'm the door. I'm going to make a way.
I know the Lord.
Praise God. I'm going to open the door. When you can't see any way out, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
I know the
Amen.
Lord.
Praise God. He is tonight. He is what you need. Amen.
Me.
Praise God. He is the answer. He is the answer.
If I
Praise God. Amen. That's all right. Let's come tonight and let the Lord meet some needs here. Whatever you have, bring it to Him tonight. Praise God. Whatever you need tonight, why don't you come and let God make a way just for you. Amen. That's it. Come on, folks. Amen. Let's make our way down to this altar. Praise God. Let's make our way to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Lifting up your hands. Lifting up your voice. Lifting up your faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, here I come tonight, God. I'm bringing my need. I'm bringing my faith. I'm bringing my confidence.
Make a way. Waymaker. I know the
Praise
Lord
God.
Will
Hallelujah.
Make a way for
yes.
me.
Hallelujah.
I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for